Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you've recovered from your turkey hangover. It's the weekend, and that was a couple days ago, but a true food fest where I was. What about you, Barbecue Bob?
It was a little different for me this year, and because I'm on a very strict diet, so it was torture.
Yeah?
It was torture. Absolute. I mean, it's been torture for 3 weeks.
Yeah. So is the diet worth it? I mean, there's a good side of that, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
With every good thing comes some sacrifice and work, right?
I'm down 20 pounds in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So and you're not living in the bathroom
that? I don't get disgusted quite as much in the mirror when I get out of the shower.
Right, yeah.
It was really hard at deer camp, though.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was, because that's where you just want to load up on whatever's within reach and quick.
I'd have to say I had a small fail there.
Well, right. I mean, it was a fail or it was a success, because it was deer camp. The last time we talked to you live, all of you listeners, is Barbecue Bob and I were pre-deer camp. Last week we were at deer camp, and this week we're back. But deer camp stories, I had a great time. Again, didn't bring the gun out of the case, because I go up to be a visitor.
Designated driver?
Right, yeah. No, I had one of those too. Yeah, thanks to my buddy Greg Palazzolo. But we made it over to the Sobey Meats, has a wonderful deer camp. And then we went over to Siciliano's Market here in town. They have a deer camp as well. They're, as it turns out, by the way, the crow flies less than a mile apart. I didn't know it till
and
I got there.
And their friends.
And their friends. And people were hopping from one camp to the other.
That's funny.
So it was all good. But the Siciliano camp, at one point in the middle of the afternoon on Saturday, there were over 50 guys there. They just all roll in, and we're all.
I guess when you own a beer store, a lot of people are going to come to your.
Right,
and
we
camp.
But we were we had full trailer smoker going with all kinds of sausages and turkeys and all kinds of goodies that came off of there, and lots of fun was had. Yeah,
the deer were all watching, laughing.
Right. Yeah. Well, so I got a story, real quick one. When I was over at Sobey's camp on a Friday night last week, and anyway, long story short, I'm going out to lose a beer before I put another one in, and I'm looking down the hill, and there stands six deer at the bottom of the hill at about 125 yards, and I just quickly slip back into the cabin and tell the guys, and one of them took a shot at one, and unfortunately he hit it, but he didn't put a lethal shot on it. So 3.5 hours of later of tracking it through the woods, we did not find it. And we ran out of flashlight, and we ran out of time, and I only had brought two beers with me. We thought we were going to go down there and pick it right up, and as a matter of fact, we tracked it for a mile and a half.
And you were just wearing a vest.
I was, yeah, right. And I did have good boots on, but it was a little bit of a goat rodeo. And but anyway,
that'll sober you right up.
Right, it kind of did. Yeah.
Right. So you didn't need a driver.
Right. Yeah. Little chilly out. But anyway, those are the stories that we'll talk about for years from deer camp. But
right.
How'd your hunting go?
I bet the fellow that took the bad shot felt pretty bad.
Well, he did. And he was right out there with us. I mean, you know, in all defense, there were three of us, or four of us, I guess, that went out, and because we thought we were just going to go down and find it.
What
and,
was he shooting?
I think a .6
scope.
But, yep. But it was downhill. But anyway, that's all I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
I can fill in the blanks. This is what time?
Right. Oh, right before dark, like 5:30, maybe 5:15, 5:30.
So he'd been sitting around the camp all afternoon.
I think he was there. Yeah.
Might have been. Yeah. Might have been a little relaxed.
Right. Yeah. When he closed one eye, the other one might.
He's lucky to hit the leg.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Yeah, right.
Didn't see the orange.
Right.
Well, my deer camp was really different this year. Number one, I always go up to Whipple Lake, and I hunt a few days before season with bow, which right. is like an awesome time to hunt bow. And that was really quiet. There was not a lot of movement. So I was by myself, you know, in the 52 Trotwood every night, oil heater. It was cold as heck, but not much deer movement. And it was kind of depressing. I was like, holy cow, what am I doing wrong? Well, we moved the camp this year, so we changed the patterns. And so I decided, all right, I'm going to have to change my patterns as well, which is a good thing because it forces you to rethink the area you're used to hunting and not do the same old thing.
Right.
So as it turns out, I put my doghouse in a new location on top of a hill watching a different valley.
And a doghouse is a blind, not one with your real dog
in it. Yeah, it's a Browning I got from Allen Bob's.
Right.
It's beautiful. It's got the flex rods that just pop open. You can sling it over your back. And I've got this awesome aluminum chair that folds, that pivots. I had the most perfect place to sit I could have possibly had. And I also had my Muck Arctics, which I got there. My feet stayed warm. So I was really in great shape there when it came time for rifle season. And opening day, opening morning, I only saw like a doe or two. At 3:15, I got in my blind at 3, a little late. At 3:15, the deer started wandering through because the snow kicked up. And it's starting to snow, and I had a steady stream of traffic for 20 minutes. I had a spike, a doe, a really nice 4-point, and then a really nice 6-point. And then his brother, these racks all looked identical. So it was father, son, something maybe, I don't know. Right. But then an 8-point with some does came through. And I'm eyeballing this 8-point, and it's opening day, and, you know, I've seen better 8-points up there. So I let him pass. It was really a hard choice to make, but I'm still a little torn over it because, you know, it's like, oh, I don't have a deer yet. But, you know, if this guy makes it through the season next year, he's going to be amazing.
Yep.
It just didn't have the mass that it should have had. And I don't need another 8-point rack.
Right.
What good is that?
Right.
I'd rather have a doe in the freezer or a couple of them.
Right.
Because I want to do jerky and sausage and I want a bunch of steaks.
Sure. Sure. So there you are.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, you make decisions.
We got all those samples from Better Made.
Yeah.
I brought the remainder of that one little box with the variety in it.
Yeah.
I brought that up. And so it kind of violated the diet, but it was really nice to have popcorn and pretzels. And,
yeah. They make those little shoestring potatoes, too. Those
I didn't get
good.
Any of those.
Yeah, ooh, those are good.
Yeah. I want to try their new chocolate-covered potato chips. It has Saunders chocolate on the outside. That'll be really good for the diet.
Yeah, right. They rank right up there with the diet busters of all time.
Better Made. They're
yeah.
Awesome.
But anyway, so I brought a bunch of lamb chops up to camp, and we ended up not using them because that's a Siciliano camp thing that I usually do. And I get there, and their smoker was full
of so much meat.
Oh, there was so much everything there that, and they had a picnic table, and it was just like stuff was falling off it. There was so much there to eat, and every dude that rolled in
family Christmas
brought more stuff, and you know, so I did do some dips and stuff that I brought out there, but you know, at the end of
the lamb chops the next day.
No, actually, I brought them home and. I cooked some for Michelle and I, and the rest of them are in the freezer. So we'll report back on those, how they freeze all seasoned with olive oil on them. Because I marinate those in a garlic olive oil from Old World Olive Company. I put some rosemary. I put some sage in there. And then I just let them soak in that olive oil and those herbs, garlic too, for 2 days. And they were cold. They were cold.
That's a long time to marinate.
Right, but it was just that olive oil solution, and I just put them in there, and they, you know, with the weather the way it was, they just stayed cold.
And when it's that cold, they don't really marinate quite as much.
Right.
You didn't have any vinegar in
there. No.
You didn't
just
kill
oil.
Them. You'd have killed them.
Yeah, just oil. But anyway, but when I got home, you know, I pull them out, and you kind of wipe that layer of, because they're still cold, wipe that layer of oil
off
there.
Oh, it's like lard.
Right, and then I set them on a baking rack and let them warm up to temperature. And it dripped off, and they grilled up great. But anyway, coming up next, if you're like Bob and I, you've got a lot of turkey leftovers, and we're going to dive into several ways where you can put those to good use. Stick with us. We'll be back.